Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of the Finance Sector Union, the question relates to statements made by yourself on the 13th of May 2016, when you were reported by the Australian Financial Review as holding the following views regarding the way conflicts can play out. These comments include, I can remember times when, as the CEO, and the pressure is on in the last quarter, so you're saying things to staff, like it's really important you meet your targets this month, do this and this, and that this can be misrepresented. Perhaps Lindsay is telling me, whatever it takes. And finally, in setting those KPIs for employees, they have to understand customer first has to be in there. And then you have to back it up. Do what you really mean. And then when the pressure comes on earnings, you don't revert to type and say, make sure you get your sales targets this month or next month. That's what makes it really hard and complex. And quite annoying when people come in from the outside and say, this is really bad culture. These are really big, complex organisations to run, and people can get mixed messages. So given these comments, and in light of the Australian Bankers Association's review into frontline retail bank staff pay and incentives, how has the board ensured that the executive remuneration structures and outcomes drive a better culture from the top down and deliver on rebuilding trust and confidence in the bank and our financial system?
Thank you. That's a good question. It's something we think about a lot. And I suppose I'd answer in a couple of ways. One, I think it all goes right back to the beginning in terms of what the vision is for the bank and the strategy. And you heard that adequately set out by Brian during his speech earlier, that if we are to be one of the great service organisations, we have to put the customer first and we have to deliver on the promise to the customer. So with that in mind, then, and the extent to which the 40,000 employees embrace that as a proposition as to why they wish to work at Westpac, then that's our starting point. And then specifically in relation to the remuneration for the CEO and for the group executive, then they have, each of them, has certain key performance indicators, KPIs, as to what's got to be achieved during the year to earn the bonus, the short-term incentive for the year. And whilst absolutely part of that is financial performance, so what are the cash earnings and what is the cash earnings and what is the growth in returns and so on, a large part of that assessment that we make as a board is around the issues that will drive the behaviour. So it's about risk management, it's around the sustainability pieces, it's around the employee treatment pieces and so on. So if we observe, if I observe, if the board observes less than satisfactory behaviour like that in relation to CEO, which of course I should add for completeness, we do not, but if we ever were to, then notwithstanding what the financial results were, then the short-term incentive payment would be much, much lower than it otherwise would be, and that applies right through the organisation.
Thank you.